Hallelujah. I was reminded this morning of a song that I haven't thought of in years, and it's in our books if you want to turn to it. Otherwise, it's a real simple one. You just sing along. It goes like this. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." Amen. Are you rejoicing this morning?
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Always again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you for these people, Lord. Thank you for your blessings, Lord, for your promises, for what we have in you, which is a hope and a future. Life in you, Lord. Blessed, safe, protected, Lord. We look to you, Lord. You are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for one another, Lord. We need you, but Lord, we need one another too. We're part of your body. And Lord, we need to function as a body. So we thank you this morning. Now, once again, Holy Spirit, we release you. You have your way and your will according to our Father's will and way. And let it be done here in this place as and on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. We thank you for giving us our daily bread today, Lord. And we thank you for the blessings and the miracles and the transformations that you're causing in every life. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we worship you this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was telling Gene on the way in this morning, I thought, you know, it's amazing to me the things that God is touching me with. I was watching a program on television, a guy who was ministering to people, and watching the different ones come down and receive the Lord and give their lives to Him. Watching God snatch these people out of the clutches of Satan and death, transforming their lives from a life of death and destruction into a life of life and light in Him. And I began to weep. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And knowing that God's done that for us, we should be able to rejoice when someone comes to know the Lord and just get excited. God's good. There's nothing like it, as far as I'm concerned, on this earth, when somebody gives their heart to God and gets translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light and His dear Son. Amen? Hallelujah. It's just amazing. Just amazing. The song, "He Gets Sweeter and Sweeter as the Days Go By." Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. And it's overwhelming. It's more than you can handle, it seems like. And yet, you just, like the song says, if He keeps on blessing and blessing, I don't know what I'm going to do. There's not room to contain it sometimes, it seems. And yet, He still blesses. I'm excited about serving the Lord. How about you? I'm excited about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory and honor, Lord, this morning. We honor your word, Lord. We honor you this morning. We place you at the highest place in this house, in these temples, in our lives, Lord. Nothing is more important or higher than you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We owe you everything. We thank you this morning for your gift. Father, for your plan of your only Son coming to change and transform our lives, to forgive us, to redeem us, to reconcile us to you, Lord. We give you praise and thanks now, Lord. Now, Lord, Anoint my lips. Anoint me, Father, to minister your word this morning. Let it be your word that comes out, not my word. Let it touch lives. Let it change lives, Lord, according to your plan and your purpose. Holy Spirit, you're in control. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, your Bible says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." And one of the things, unfortunately, that some of the body lacks is that unity that we need to have. And it's very important. I'll just tell you that 2 weeks ago, this coming Wednesday night, last Wednesday, there was just four of us here. It's Harry and Bill and Lowell and myself. And we had a good time. We just were sharing about the Lord. But the point is that there was unity here. And we all stopped and gave honor to each other. And that's what the Bible says. If you want to turn to these, you can, or you can just write them down. But in Isaiah 1:18, it says, "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." When we came that night, we reasoned together. We discussed some things. You know, and God began to deal with me about the importance of the body of Christ. And what it means to reason together. And what happens when we do that. We just sit in fellowship over the Word. Giving honor to one another. Did you hear me? Giving honor to one another. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens," now listen carefully, "the countenance of his friend." As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And that's what happened that night. Our countenances were sharpened. Our countenances there was joy in our hearts. And we had a good time just sharing the Lord. And you know what? We learned from one another. It wasn't one-sided. We learned from one another. And that's very, very important. That's God's plan. Romans 14:19 says, "Therefore let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another." That word edify is the act of one who promotes another's growth in Christian wisdom, piety, happiness, or holiness, or builds up. There's a scripture that says, "Beloved," I believe it's in Jude, it says, "Beloved, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." And that's what you do when you pray in the Holy Ghost. But also when we fellowship together and we share the Word, or we break the bread of the Word together. Every one of us is important. If you want to turn with me, you may, to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 11th through the 14th verses. This is not unfamiliar scripture, but maybe in this message it'll bring a little different light to you. "And he gave some to be apostles, and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, a perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for edifying of itself in love. Praise the Lord. That's a mouthful. Let me tell you something. Close your eyes for a minute and think about that body. Us as a body of Christ. Christ is the head. We're seated in Him at the right hand of God the Father. And every one of us has a function in Him. Every one of us has a calling and anointing that provides a function for that body to touch the lives of others and to be God's hands and God's ministers and God's feet and His mouthpiece in this life. Amen? We need one another. If one, even one part of that body is lacking or missing, we are handicapped. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? We're handicapped. I'll just flat tell you, I need you. You need me. You know, the Bible talks about how that there are, what the Bible uses the word uncomely parts. Parts that we give more honor to and less honor to others. But let me tell you something. Even the part that excretes the waste is important in the body. If you don't think so, try getting rid of it and see how long you last. Did you hear me? We need one another. According to what we just read in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, we are knit together, fitly joined together, providing nourishment, sustenance, protection, and care for one another, taking care of the body. And we're all part of that body. Is that right? Do you begin to see the importance? Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you will, to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. We're going to read verses 5 through 9. Now listen carefully. This brings more illumination, more understanding, and more light to what we've been talking about. So we're all we, being many, are one body. The body, the physical body, is made up of many parts. There's feet, there's hands, there's ears, there's eyes, there's a nose, there's a mouth, there's lungs, there's a heart. And all the other parts that go with it, the legs, the ankles, all of these things are one body. Without any of them, the body does not and cannot function. It's ineffective. Amen? So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, and he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. So we see there that we're all members together of one another. We'll go on and read here in a few moments that we were exhorted to not only have our own interests, but to be interested in the things that are important and interesting, the interests of other people. That's how the body takes care of itself. Your teeth can't get brushed if your hand doesn't help. Is that right? You can't shake somebody else's hand if your hand doesn't reach out and your arm doesn't extend. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's read one more passage together. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31. I know it's a lot, but it's important. And again, we're going into more detail on the body. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Not separate bodies, but one body. Whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many members. The many members make up the one body, but the body is not one member. It's many members working together. If the foot should say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as He pleased. Not as we pleased, as He pleased. He knows what He's doing. Amen? And if they were all one member, where would the body be? Verse 20. But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. We need one another. Verse 23. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism or schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. You know, your scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we need to come into the unity of one another, realizing that we cannot make it on our own. We are ineffective by ourselves. We rely on God, we rely on the Holy Spirit, but we need to rely on one another. See, in order for the work of the kingdom to get done, it takes every one of us operating in unity together to promote and to accomplish the will and the plan of God for people and for His kingdom. Amen? Anybody not believe that? And if one member suffers in verse 26, all members suffer with it. Stub your toe or bang your thumb and see if your whole body doesn't suffer. You may have to ask forgiveness afterwards because your mouth may get out of control. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Verse 26, and if one member suffers, okay, we've already read that. Verse 27, or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. That's the last part of 26. Now you are, listen, say, I am the body of Christ. Verse 27 says, now you are the body of Christ, and members, you're an individual member, but you're not individual. Should I say that again? Did you catch that? You're individual members, but you are not individual. In other words, when did you ever see a hand running around without the arm and the rest of the body? I've never seen a foot in my life. My feet, anyway, won't go anywhere without me. Amen? Are you catching on? Verse 28. And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, and then the gifts of healing, administrations, varieties of tongues. And then the question is asked, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Now, what did God just say there? Desire the best gifts. That means the gifts that God needs to place and has placed in your life for you to be the effective minister and effective part of the body that you are. If you, listen to me carefully, if every one of you is not in place where God placed you, then we are not a whole body. Because you have gifts, you have anointings, you have talents. God speaks to your heart things, and God shows you things from your place in the body that we need to hear and we need to receive and share with one another together, not holding at bay, saying, well, but that, you know, that you don't have the same gift. Yeah, and what's your point? Aren't you all part of the same body? We can't say we don't have need of one another. I can't say to any of you, I don't need you. Huh. My mama would say that's cutting off your nose to spite your face. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Listen to what 1 Corinthians 13 says, verse 3. And though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. The demonstration of the love in your life is the grace you give to one another. And by that love, that's what the Bible says, how the people out there are going to know that you are Christ's, because of the love you have for one another, the honor that you place on one another. Are you with me? Shout amen anytime you want to. Listen to what Philippians 2, 4, and 5 say. Let each one of you look out not only for his own interests, but for the interests of another, of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Did you catch that? He's telling you, let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but for the interests of those around you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's the mindset we have to have. Do you realize that in being the part of the body and functioning the way we were designed, we enhance the other parts as they go out and they do the work of the ministry, or God uses them in the places and areas where He has set them with the talents and gifts and anointings that He's placed in your life. Amen? We enhance one another. There's no burden. We work in harmony, harmoniously, together. The Spirit of God prompting and motivating us, teaching us, and we work in harmony with the will of God, building one another up, but also being able to go out and minister life to the lifeless or the dead, which we were once dead in our trespasses and sins. Ephesians 4:4 says, there is only one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. Only one body and one spirit, just as you and I were called in one hope of our calling. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when God was ministering to me after I left here that Wednesday night, I got really excited. And I'm going to be very honest with you. It's not that I took you for granted, but I'm going to be honest. I didn't appreciate you like I should have appreciated you. And we can say amen to that. Amen? Come on. God knows. You don't have to tell me. He already knows. I think this is a terrific message. And it doesn't have to be long to be power-packed and information-packed. Amen? Ephesians 5:30 says, for we are members of His body. It's not our body. It's His body. Of His flesh and of His bones. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of His body, of His flesh and His bones. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 24, it says, for it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell. That's the entire body, the entire plan, all coming together. In verse 20 says, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the affections of Christ for the sake of His body, which is the church. It pleased God that in Jesus all the fullness should dwell. The filled full. The fullness. The entirety. Amen. The entirety. And we need to rejoice. You know, one of the things we tend to forget is when there is some kind of suffering that comes. It may be just the suffering of going through a financial problem. How many have suffered through financial problems, but God's brought you out on the other side? It says, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you. I'm rejoicing for my sufferings for you. And fill up my flesh in what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ. I remember what happened to Jesus and how He did it for me. We've got to lay down our lives for one another, for the brethren, right? Take up our cross and follow Him. For the sake of His body. That's what we're doing it for, is for the sake of His body. We're part of His body. So we're doing it for one another. Amen? His own body, which is the church. That's you and me. That's you and me. And finally, 1 John 4:7, God gives us a command, an admonishment. He said, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. See, for you and for me to be effective in the kingdom, we have to be attached to a body, to the body of Christ. The Bible says that no man's an island unto himself. I have seen it before where men and women go out without any kind of covering or attachment to the body of Christ, wherever that is, whatever part of the body they're supposed to be attached to, and they go out and they think they can do great exploits, and maybe they will for a little while, a little season. But then it falls flat in their face. Why? Because they don't have the covering. They don't have the aid. They don't have the fullness of the body behind them, allowing them and helping them by their input to cause them, number one, to grow, to cause them to be under the covering of prayer, and so that the body can be a part of the ministry that God's placed on whatever part it is that's out ministering. Did that make any sense to anybody? We can't walk out of here today and just do whatever we want and just let the rest of everybody else go. Just, you know, okay, now I can go do my thing. No. No. No, it doesn't work like that. Hallelujah. Beloved, let us make the decision today to love one another. For love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Every one of you knows that love is not a feeling. Love is an intentional act that we do because of the example we have in Jesus. Amen. And the Father, who love us and who loved us unconditionally. It's not based on what you do or how you act, because every one of us at some point or sometimes in our lives become royal stinkers. Say amen. Don't lie against the truth. But God says, that's not that. I love you. I love you. And my plan for you is for good and not for evil. My thoughts for you are for good and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future. Prosper and not to harm you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that excites me. This message excites me. I've got a new appreciation for you. I'm not saying I didn't appreciate you before, but I'm saying I've got a new appreciation, a deeper appreciation. And I thank God for revelation. It came by four of us sitting there sharing together. Last Wednesday night, Bob and Karen and Lowell, Harry, myself, Patrick and Donna were there, Bill was there. And again, we had another time of great fellowship. See, if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we understand what God gave this morning, then that means we're all effective. Because we're seeing to it that the interests of the other person are being fulfilled just as our interests are being fulfilled. But it's in Him. It's not our interests. It's the interests of God that God has to work with you and to use you in His kingdom. To minister to the lost and the dying. To minister to those who are suffering right now, who have lost their way. They may be believers, but they're going through something right now. And you may be the hand of comfort, or that one who brings comfort to that part of the body and brings that body back up to the place where it's supplying what it needs to. One of the joints fitly joined together, making up that one body. Amen? I said to Gene this morning, I said, all of the nurses in this body will appreciate this message this morning. Because a body is not a body unless all the parts are there. If you're not anatomically correct, then you are not a whole body. No, should I say that again? I got no reaction there. It's the truth. When you're out doing the food bank, you need to know that we're behind you. And that we're doing whatever we can, whether it's not right there physically, but praying for and believing for and supporting what you do, Karen. Bob, you're supporting her. But you know what? Your presence here supports me. Huh? Did you ever think about that? Frank and Lisa, Lowell, Harry, Marie, Jean, Rob, Patrick, Bill, Donna. And those who are not here. How many have really honestly felt that support in their lives? You want to know how important it is? Without y'all, I couldn't keep on doing what I'm doing. Did you hear me? Does that seem a little hard or a little straight? It's the truth. I couldn't keep on doing what I'm doing. If it wasn't for your support and your undergirding me, and hopefully my undergirding you, then we could not do or accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. And we would not be the people of God that we are. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does this mean anything to you this morning? What a blessing. What a blessing you all are. More than you even understand. Oh, God is so good. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, if anybody needs prayer for anything, or if there's something in your life that this message has ministered to and you need a touch from God, whatever that is, then please feel free to come. You know, I want to say something to you as Harry's coming. The bottom line is that, you know, we never know sometimes the impact we've had on a person's life. And how just simple words sometimes can go in. We don't even realize it, but can go in and do something powerfully in another person's life. Since Harry came, I'll just use him as an example. I remember one night we were working on the church up on Wadsworth and Morrison Road when we were attending there. And I had no idea. Harry was saying some things, you know, I don't even remember what they were. All I know is, God impressed me to say, well, the Lord bless you, Harry. And God instantaneously did something in his life. Instantaneously. I mean, it's like, whoa. I mean, just kind of, as I recall, it just kind of hit you. See, that's how important it is. A word fitly spoken in season. A word fitly spoken in season. Sometimes that's all it takes. And what you've done is you've taken the pressure and the heaviness off of that part of the body and you've lifted them up. And now they're ready to reciprocate and they're, in many cases, instantly healed. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This week I'm going to be going through a little bit of a rough time, so I was told. What I was told last Friday, I was going to be, they're going to change a few things in my treatment. So what they're going to do is they're going to punch a hole in my chest, put a port in there, and I'm going to have chemo pumping through my body for 96 straight hours. And then during that time, I'm going to be having radiation. And then after the 6 weeks of radiation, they're going to pump me with 96 more hours of chemo. I don't know what this means. I have no idea what it's going to do or what's going to happen. But the reason I'm telling you this is that so I don't have to explain it to everybody on the phone. But, you know, it's amazing that the Lord has given me a peace about this whole thing. And it's not something I'm going to worry about or fret about or nothing. It's just I'm doing what he says I'm going to do and what he puts me through. I need your prayers. That's for sure. I'm not, supported. But I'm not gonna ask you to beg and plead with God. Just hold me up in prayer, and just ask him to thank him, and praise him for what he's doing in my life. Then he'll take care of it. I'm not gonna fret over what he's got to do. I'm not gonna tell him what to do. Let him do what he wants to do with my life. So I just want to let you guys know that this week is going to be a little bit of a rough one for me. It's going to be a start. And they tell me that I'm going to be a little bit sore. I'm going to be a little bit this. I'm going to be that and this. And I thought, well, that depends on the Lord, not on them. So I just want to let you know. Now, you said that we bring something into the church. Each one of us brings something into the church, the body, the hands, the arms. And you mentioned the nose. Well, I'm going to bring the nose.
I'm going to tell you right now that when you pray according to the will of God, which is His Word, and you support one another with that prayer, you need only to pray and pray that prayer of faith one time. And when that prayer of faith is prayed, and Harry's told us this many times, and he's 100% right, and that is that all you do from then on is you thank God for the manifestation. Otherwise, it is like begging. The Bible says, I've never seen Hebrews 5:8. I think that's maybe. Anyway, it doesn't make any difference. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Amen? So, and I know the pronouncements, and I can tell you exactly, we all know what the enemy does when those pronouncements come, when we hear those doctors and people say things, is immediately what wants to come in? A spirit of fear. But God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Amen? And the Bible says God is a spirit, and they who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So right now, I'm telling you what I'm going to pray, and we need to come in agreement. And if one of you wants to pray too, I'll agree with that too. But Harry's going to be a walking miracle. And he's going to sense and he's going to know. You're right, he is. And he's going to sense and he's going to know he's got the support of every member of this part of the body and of the body of Christ in general. Amen?
Amen.
So right now, according to the Word, we lay our hands on him, we anoint him with oil, and we thank God that Harry is healed by the bruises and blood and stripes of Jesus, according to Isaiah 53:5. He was healed, and by according to 2 Peter 2:24, or 1 Peter 2:24, he is healed. He was healed. He is healed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that the symptoms will go away. And, Lord, the pronouncements of the enemy will be, it'll be like nothing. Lord, he's got strength. He's got peace because his mind has stayed on you. He has perfect peace. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the continued recovery of Marie. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And Lord, we do support this part of the body and this man. He's a blessing. He's part of us, Lord. We love him. And Lord, right now, we just thank you. We give you praise and glory and honor and thanksgiving. And Lord, we'll believe no other report and we'll receive no other report in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, be with him through this. Father, I understand. I understand. May not have gone through what he's gone through, but I've gone through as much traumatic things as he has or he's about to face. So Father, I thank you for your peace, your hand being in his hand, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, being right there. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Patrick, did you come up just to agree?
Yes,
praise the Lord. Well, I had to ask. You have something you want to say?
Oh, I was only thinking about we're going to go to Richmond Baptist Church. I was thinking about taking some of the anointing oil.
Sure. Okay. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah. I thank you for allowing me to minister this message today. I thank you for your attentiveness. Praise the Lord. Father, right now, we just thank you for these people, Lord. We thank you for this time, fellowship with you and your word, Lord. We receive your word. Now we ask you, Lord, to seal your word in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of promise. As we go now, Lord, we go with new power, new insight, new light, new conviction, new illumination, Lord, in your word of how important we are to one another, and we should be to one another, Lord, but more than that, to the kingdom of God as the body of Christ. Now, Lord, go with your people. Let your blessings abound to them, Lord. Let them come in unmeasurable and unretainable measure, Lord. For that, we praise you and thank you. And now bless our time of fellowship. And we just thank you, Lord. It's done, Harry. It's a done deal with Harry. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you're going to do, and what has already been done. And for that peace in Harry and Marie's life and their kids, Lord, in Jesus' name. And all who agree, say amen.